Hear further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 2. It's a prophecy of the Lord raising up a new church after the former church had turned away from him. Bring charges against your mother, bring charges, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. And let her put away her harlotries from her face, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and place her as in the day of her birth, and set her as a wilderness, and put her as an arid land, and cause her to die with thirst. And I will not have compassion on her sons, for they are the sons of harlotries. For their mother has committed harlotry. She who conceived them has done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and fence her in with a fence, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall pursue her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now. For she did not know that I gave her grain and new wine and olive oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore, behold, I will entice her and cause her to go into the wilderness and speak to her heart. And I will give her her vineyards from there and the valley of Achor for an entrance of hope. And she shall answer there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she went up from the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, says Yehovah, that thou shalt call me my husband, and shalt no longer call me my master, my Baal. And I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall not be remembered any more by their name. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the animal of the field, and with the fowl of the heavens, and with the creeping thing of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle from the earth, and will cause them to lie down securely. And I will betroth thee to me for eternity. Yes, I will betroth thee to me in justice and in judgment, and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee to me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know Yehovah. And it shall be in that day that I will answer, says Yehovah, I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. And the earth shall answer the grain, and the new wine, and the olive oil. And they shall answer Jezreel, which means God will sow. And I will sow her to me in the earth, and I will have compassion on her who did not obtain compassion. And I will say to those who were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God. We also read from the Arcana Celestia concerning the institution of betrothal. A wrongful joining together is one that takes place not as a result of a desire for marriage, but as a result of some other desire, such as an interest in good looks, monetary gain, or personal status. And also, it is one that takes place as a result of lasciviousness or sexual lust. Any such joining together is wrongful in the beginning. It is wrongful because the things that draw the two people together are external attractions and not at the same time internal ones. Nevertheless, those external attractions may subsequently serve as the means toward a rightful joining together, which takes place when the minds or dispositions are joined together. And on the other hand, no joining together may result from them, which is what happens when the minds are disjoined from each other. This is commonly known in the world. A rightful joining together, which is a joining of minds, takes place when similar goodness and similar truth exist with both. For good and truth make up the life of a human being. Moral and civil good and truth make the life of the external man, and spiritual goodness and truth make the life of the internal man. It should be recognized that a person's life springs from no other source than goodness and truth. For everything we love is called good, and everything we believe is called truth. Or what amounts to the same thing, everything we will is called good, and everything we understand is called truth. From this it is evident that a rightful joining together takes place when one of the married partners is in truth and the other is in the corresponding good. For thus the heavenly marriage, which is the marriage of goodness and truth, is represented in the two of them. So it is that conjugal love descends from that marriage. Betrothal before marriage has been a custom since ancient times. It represented a first joining together, which is that of the internal man without the external. The actual marriage following it represented a second joining together, which is that of the internal man together with the external. For when a person is being regenerated by the goods and the truths of faith, the internal man is regenerated first, and the external man afterwards, since the external man is regenerated from the internal. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.